When you're feeling kind of lonely and the world's got you down. When you're eating plain bologna and you can't shake that frown.
When everything is making you feel blue. When you DVR episodes of The View.
When all you want is to have no care. Lift your feet up high in the air. Look at your friend and say,
put her there. This ain't no hand jive.
Avoid all of life's booby traps.
Swack your palms with a big fat joyful slap.
Feel the connection of a single clap.
And you're alive.
You need the high five.
Hello.
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 Hey, that's my...
I know.
I'm supposed to start.
I know, but...
Well, hello. Hello and welcome to the High Five
Podcast. The High Five Podcast.
Oh, my God. I am...
Who are you?
I am your lovable host, Henry Huff, and with me, as always, is my very, very skinny-fingered friend, Reginald Valentine.
Good morning, everybody.
How's it going?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah?
Very excited to be here again. Season two.
Season two.
Kicking it off.
Underway.
Yeah, fully, you know, on its way.
What did you think about last week's episode?
Who, me?
Yep.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I enjoyed our guest. I enjoyed the segments, the quick fire way the show's going. I thought it's going to be fine.
Me too.
I'm excited to get a few under our belt and then release them onto the cloud, as they say.
And then, well, they've already been released onto the cloud as of the listening. If you're listening to episode two.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
If you're listening to it, they're obviously available. But we're excited, as we're live recording it, to then release it to the cloud and therefore be able to therefore let you listen to it.
Well explained. And could you...
You know what? This reminds me. I watched a movie from 2006 last night called Deja Vu, starring Denzel Washington. Mm. And it was equally as confusing as the last 30 seconds of audio.
Can you explain then how we can be found on the interweb?
Yes, because obviously if you found us already, they already know. So, but for those of you that don't know...
Well, there might be a better way.
Well, yeah, you can just search us, The High Five Podcast on iTunes.
And the five is with the number five, not the word five.
I think so, yeah.
Yes, no, I know.
And then
I know,
you're going to be looking for a big yellow thumbnail of a...
Of the sun shining upon two handsome...
Silhouetted butch, well, not butch, strong, strong, yes. Masculine, excited males... Jumping in the air, high-fiving.
Right, with their feet up behind their knees.
Yes.
There's pure joy.
Yeah.
And that is on iTunes, or you could search us on the Podomatic.
Podomatic website, that's where we host our files, and you can be a fan of us there or on iTunes.
Yeah, and subscribe to the show, and that would be great, and thanks for listening. We're very excited. And we're also very excited to tell you what our topics for today's show are going to be.
Very good.
First topic, as usual, is meet our guest. Very excited about our guest today. Number two, text lingo. Number three, say it all sexy-like.
Oh.
So we're very excited about that.
Yeah, let's get it going.
All right, great. We're very excited to introduce our guest today. She is the Eastern Maine's luge team's assistant coach. She's the assistant coach for Eastern Maine's luge team. This is a conduit to the U.S. national team, I'm pretty sure, via a few steps along the way. And her name is Gertrude Schmidt. And Gertrude, it's great to have you on the show.
It's really, really great to be here today. Thank you.
Welcome.
You can call me Gertie. Most of the girls call me Gertie.
Gertie? Yeah. Schmidty?
Schmidty works. Yep, okay. That's a very popular one as well.
Excellent. And can you tell us a little bit about how you came to be the assistant coach of the Eastern Maine Luge team?
Yeah, sure. Luge has... always been a dream of mine since I was about 10 years old. I broke my leg and became quite obsessed with learning about the TV Guide and all that the TV Guide had to offer.
Okay.
And again, this was 1988. It was an Olympic year, and I got the Olympic edition of the TV Guide.
Good.
And okay. With Ooh. It, the stories of the women and the men who give their lives to the Olympic dream.
Wow.
And I felt it was my calling to, in some way, have a role in this Olympic process. I realized shortly that the luge was really my calling. I found a sport where I could mostly lay still and experience the rush. But my dreams were not quite there. I could not lie still enough. There were some issues with being afraid of speed. But I really took to the luge, and from there I grew with the sport.
Yeah, I was afraid of speed when I first saw it too.
The movie Speed.
Yes. It was rated R.
Yeah, I was very scared. Very scary. Were you, can I ask you a quick question? Were you into sledding?
There's a bomb on the bus.
No.
Not into sledding?
Again, I'm pretty afraid of speed and loss of control in any way.
Gotcha.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What is your favorite item of luge? Mine's the messenger bag.
I don't really understand the question.
Are we talking about... I use a lot of shorthand, as you can tell by one of our upcoming topics.
Yeah. And
are we not talking about, you know, Americans call it luggage, but the French or the English, we call it luge?
Reg.
Is that not what we're talking about?
Reg, we're talking about a sport where you lay on some sort of death trap, like super sled, and then they just drop you down like a ice like tunnel, basically, with no top on it. Well, the tunnel has no top on it. And
usually the lugeists do have tops on.
Yes.
Okay.
Usually? Yeah, in the summer, I would imagine, maybe.
Gets a little toasty.
Yeah.
Now, how many tunnels does Eastern Maine have?
We have about a half of a course at the current point in time. We're just building up to the full program. We're trying to really get some women onto the team.
Oh, my God. So what happens at the end? What is there at the end once they get to the bottom of this half-built?
It's all about the speed. Yeah.
What do they land? Do they land in like a foam pit or something?
Kind of just even.
It just kind of gradually flattens out.
Oh.
Yep. Quick question. What's the wedgie situation like on the luge? I would imagine hardcore.
Yeah, thank you. It depends, but typically we tell the girls most of the time just to go commando in these rubber suits. Yeah.
Okay, so the rubber suit.
They wear a rubber suit.
Essentially a rubber suit, yeah.
Anti-wedging, I would imagine, suit.
You try to do nothing under the rubber suit, so it's just the rubber and your body.
Together.
It's an important part to feel the ice.
Feel the ice beneath
the sled around your body.
Right. That's important.
Under the rubber.
And how many people are on? Is it, you said it was a team, or is it, do they individual?
Because
there's lots of different.
We do have a team. We do compete at the local level, but it's more of the community to build up to hopefully one day making, you know, the Eastern team to then make the North Central team to at some point maybe qualify to compete for a spot at the tryouts for the Olympics.
Oh, wow.
And I have some questions about how you coach these people.
Yep.
So, could you give me an example
mental.
Of
it's
something?
It's a very, very mental sport.
Okay.
So we do a lot of, visuals, you know, close your eyes, visualize yourself laying down in the luge.
You visualize yourself laying down in the luge, or are you closing your eyes?
It depends. Sometimes some of our trainings, we, you know, put the girls in a room with some music and have them lay as if they're in a luge.
Sure, like in one of those, what are those like dream chambers where you're just floating in like 2 inches of water?
Sometimes we do use water techniques. We have them lay in the water as if they're laying in the luge.
Sure,
right.
And have them get their body in the position that they would be laying
like
in.
Like on a floaty
with it. Yeah, similar.
Now, if you ever have you ever had any athletes that have been successful?
We've had athletes make a couple steps up, but nothing quite the Olympic dream.
And celebrate those achievements?
Unbelievably, yes.
And
celebration.
At the celebrations, do you actually have ice luges?
100%.
Yes.
Hopefully,
I think Reg is thinking about making you a gift of an ice luge in the shape of the Eastern Maine half ice luge training course.
I would love to.
Wouldn't that be nice? We could send it to our next party.
Yeah. And we could just send drinks down it, and then they can just...
One of the philosophies of the luge team is that we work hard, we play hard.
Whoa.
And
I like
and
it.
We do that, really appreciate that. That loose sentiment. I think the girls would love that. Yeah. They've been training really hard this summer.
Wow.
I have a quick question. After with these rubber suits that they wear, how do they go to the luge?
I do understand an English what joke. You're trying to say there, yes.
Oh, God. I thought that was good.
Right in the old pants? Right in the old suit?
Well, if they're in the middle of training, they're not going to stop to go.
No. This is like NASA scientists.
They would probably freeze.
Yeah. I mean, it's the rubber keeps them warm. And actually, sometimes if they do urinate, it helps keep their body temperature.
Oh, the wetsuit effect.
Yeah, similar.
That's a famous phenomenon that I'm assuming at some point you'll discuss.
You pee yourself in a wetsuit to get that initial, because the wetsuit doesn't keep you warm. It's the thin layer of liquid between the skin and the suit that keeps you warm. So if you pee, you already feel that layer with warm liquid, and it just keeps you warm.
It's actually a similar thing with the luge women, yes.
How many people luge at once? Is it because there's different winters? Isn't there different sliding sports?
Yes. You mean like the bobsled, the two-man? Yeah. No, luge is mostly just the one, but you can do different. We train the single lugeists.
And they're on their back. Skeleton is on their belly, right?
Right. They're on their backs. I mean, the most important part to any luge, besides the laying flat, which is vital to what they're doing, is those first few steps where they have to push.
Sorry.
What is that?
That's our timer.
Oh, wow.
Very professional.
Side story. It took me about 35 minutes to pee in the ocean last weekend. I can't go in my pants. I literally cannot go.
Some people have that issue. I don't understand.
Like, every time I start, it my body tells me not to. And so it was like a...
My brother, who is pretty high up in the bobsled community, he has publicly stated that there is not a body...
Is his name Sanka?
That there is not a body of water that he has not peed in.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's a thing for him. If he's in a new body of water, he makes sure to utilize it fully.
Wow.
Now, I know bobsledders, they have... good luck charms, like lucky eggs. Yeah. Do luges have anything?
I was going to say, the bobsledders in general, there's a little bit of animosity between luges and bobsledders. Wow. And bobsledders can be a little more risk-taking, but they're also a little arrogant. Some of those things are all for show.
It's probably compensation because it's not as dangerous as the... It's not as...
They just kind of have a superiority complex over in the bobsled world, and it's like the lugeists work harder, and their job is more difficult, but these bobsledders just, I really don't want to get into it.
No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
I hear you. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. We have to move along to our next segment.
Stick around. Join the fun,
please,
as the show goes along.
Yeah, please. You are officially part of the show now. And so, Reginald, we are going to turn it over to you to talk about some techs.
Listen, here's the deal. People are communicating electronically all the time now. Text this, text that, blah de blah, blah de that. And I want to, as you know, we're older in our, not to give away our ages, but we're certainly not in the
26.
We're certainly not in the age of being able to know how to text efficiently. So I looked up on the internet some of the most highly used shorthand for text messages, and I'd like to give a few to you guys and see if you can guess or figure out what these acronyms or these text shorthands are, because they've been popping up all in my text massages, and I just want to know what's going on.
All right, can't wait.
Are you ready for the first one?
I am.
What, how should we do? We should have an attempt. If you know it, you can say it, but I guess
If you know it, you can say it, and you would win. Yeah, you would then win.
Is that a PSA? If you know it, say it. Okay, here's the first one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
CMB.
Oh, I got it.
You do, really?
Can I say it at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Call me back.
Oh, yeah. All right, that was...
Too easy. I didn't know that one, but I figured it out.
Next one. DGT. Have a think. No dead air. Talk it out. GDT.
I was thinking GDT. Don't get GDT.
Tanked? No.
Wait,
don't.
I can give you a clue.
Which letters first?
Dogs go to.
Is it GDT?
GDGT.
Did give thanks.
I wanted to say, like, don't
did give thanks. Did, that's did what you would text. Thanks.
Oh,
I did give thanks. I was thinking thanks.
More like, don't get trouble, but.
Dad gave.
Got tanked.
Dad got tanked.
Yeah. Okay, here's the clue. It's an emotive, opinionated text.
Don't give.
Yeah, that we're stuck on that.
I think you're still saying the same two words, Gertie.
Daring gods.
Thunder.
Damn.
Don't go
girlfriend.
There.
Girlfriend.
Oh, don't go
don't
there.
Don't go there.
Don't go there. Oh, nice job. Work, Gertie.
Right, we got there. That.
Yep.
We did.
Okay, here's one. Shall I give you the category first, or do you just want to?
Just go for
okay.
it.
Okay. D-U-M.
D. U-M.
Side note, the letters may not represent the first letter of the word.
What? You can't do that.
Did you menstruate? I don't,
very close.
Did you message me?
No.
Did you
massage?
Very close.
Oh, really?
Oh, did you masturbate?
Very close. You gotta change the first word.
Oh.
Do you masturbate?
Why is that a text like?
Oh, I bet
these
it's
are the
from,
kids.
Like, Bumble and stuff. Like those dirty text messages they send
those,
off those websites.
Those mean
those websites.
Bees.
Never. Yep.
Bad bees. Okay. This is an emotive piece as well. LSB. LSB.
LSB.
Let's.
This is a more of an exclamation. I'll give you that.
Let's be stupid.
Let's.
Oh, that's not bad. No, L S B.
Let's.
I wanted to say like celebrate, but that would be a C. Yeah. Let's.
Little
soldier boy.
Yeah, this is a tricky one.
Give me a hint.
Yeah,
I think more. It's like if you're upset about something, or upset in general.
Like, so...
About yourself.
Oh.
Life
sucks,
here we go. Bud.
Very close.
Life sucks, buddy. Life sucks.
Life
no.
sucks balls.
Life sucks balls. Yeah.
That's the worst thing to suck.
Yeah, it really is.
That means life's really bad.
Should we do one more?
One more. That's
okay,
a whole
time
paw.
P-A-W. Paw. P-A-W.
Please...
Answer.
This is definitely if you are
Tindering?
A teenager.
Okay. Wieners.
You know, you're not
parents
living.
Parents are the worst.
Oh, very close. P-A-W.
Parents are I want to say like parents are.
Whack.
No.
Available.
Oh, you're really close.
Like they're here, so they're watching.
Oh, parents are watching.
Parents are watching.
Oh, nice work.
You guys are bad at that. Yeah. I'm very surprised.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe you use those when you're texting because you do live at home, Henry.
I do with my mom. Whoop. And
is that the timer again?
Well, and I'm only 26, as everyone knows. I can't stop the timer.
Does that timer sound like the soundtrack to True Romance?
Stop.
What I found the most interesting with those, I would say, is the one that was definitely like a Tinder type thing and curiosity of people that really do send that as a text message.
D-U-M.
Yeah.
That's why would you say D-U-M?
Yeah, I don't,
maybe it's like maybe it's more religious as well. Like,
yeah, it's possible. But like, seriously.
Yeah.
Well, maybe because that's like a gateway to
more
sex.
That's
like,
what I mean. More direct conversations.
Yeah, I think so.
Can you send me pictures, D-U-M?
Yeah, right.
Or something.
FaceTime or something.
Oh.
I don't know.
Face shot time.
All right. Well,
facial time. Sorry.
I'm a little confession here. I have met Gertie before. In fact, I was the gateway to get Gertie on the show.
Oh.
She's been a customer at the Human Bean before, and we, you know, struck up some conversations, yep. And we got to be friends. But Gertie always used to be able to make me laugh by saying things in a sort of funny. Sort
seductive.
Of pseudo, yeah, seductive way.
Okay.
And so what's going to happen now is I'm going to give you guys some phrases or sentences to read, but you have to read them in the most sexy, seductive way possible.
Oh, this is easy for the English.
Yeah, you should have absolutely no problems.
Okay.
So I have a couple of of phrases here that I've pre-scripted. So
okay.
You can both take a turn at each one.
Well, however you want it, bud.
Okay, so here we go. Here's the first one, and I'll give this to Gertie.
CVS appears to be out of medicated wipes.
Ooh, that's pretty seductive.
You want me to have a go at this?
Yeah.
Oh, CVS appears to be out of those medicated wipes.
Okay. This one I'll give to Reg first.
Thanks, bud. I think a piece of dead skin dropped into my cottage cheese.
Was that a question? Was that a question?
I think a piece of dead skin dropped into my cottage cheese.
That's actually really nice.
Yeah. Or you were going to the bathroom.
All right, either way. I want more ham on my ham sandwich.
Oh my god, that was like the naughty schoolgirl version. I don't know if I can do that.
No, you don't have to. You can do it any way you'd like. Get into character. You are. It's.
Oh, I want more ham on my ham sandwich.
I don't know what that was.
A ham.
A ham sandwich.
I actually
it's like the French one.
I was actually thinking of Reg for that because I think he says the word ham really funny.
Ham.
He does. It's like a shortened.
Okay.
Come on, let's go.
All right, here.
Oh boy. I definitely just farted, but it probably won't smell.
That's a good one. I gotta think of. I definitely just farted, but it probably won't smell.
It's true. It's been said around the Valentine household many times.
Well, I get excited. I lose control.
That's how it goes. Ooh, you have sweaty pits, don't you?
That was a little flirty ending there. Yeah.
I can't go after you. All right. Oh, you have sweaty pits, don't you?
I'm going to go with Gertie again.
That's actually relatively arousing.
I should go back. I just stepped in a hot poop.
Oh. I should go back. I just stepped in a hot poop.
That one might be my favorite.
All right, this is the last one. This is a throwback to last week.
All right. These clams are so sandy.
Oh, these clams are so sandy.
Sounds like agony.
isn't that what
I don't know.
Sex is about?
I have no idea. I've never had it.
Oh, good point.
So I have no idea. Oh, wow. You guys were great at that.
How much time do we have left?
We have about a minute and 16 seconds when I'm out of phrases. Well, do you want to come up with some phrases?
Or we could just think of words that sound dirty that aren't.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Constantinople. Yeah.
What were some of the ones? Lake Titicaca.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hairy ball.
Theorem.
The hairy
angina.
Ball.
Angina.
Oh, angina.
Angina.
Vagina.
that one actually is count. Dirty, Reg.
Oh,
actually
good call.
Yeah.
Ring finger.
Pop socket.
Pop socket. Hot pocket. Ooh, hot pocket. That is kind of steamy, though. Mm.
Butthole.
Why do you keep saying actual things?
I thought we were trying to. Are we just trying to arouse each other?
It's working if that's what you're doing.
Thank you. All right, and that's it. We are finished with episode 2.
Another one in the books.
In the books. So we want to say thank you very much to our good friend Gertie Schmidt. And
wish her the best in the upcoming tournaments.
Can't wait.
And the Luge
tournaments. And we want to say thank you very much for listening to our show. And we will see you next time on
The High Five Podcast.